Welcome to the Partnership Path Podcast, a space where your partner management challenges are transformed into insights, where your expertise isn't just recognized, but celebrated. You're not alone on this partnership journey, whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out. We're here to guide you, to equip you. Dive deep with us into the world of partner management as we bring you real-world insights, expert advice, and strategies that truly make a difference. Ready to elevate your career? Let's take another step on this journey together.
Hi, John.
Hey, Tony. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm going to have a fit of the giggles. It's one of those days. How are you?
I'm not giggling, but I'm good. I'm good. I'm ready. Good. I'm ready to take another step on the journey, on the path to partnership. This has been really fun doing this with you, by the way. I don't know what episode number we're in now, but I'm super excited about what we've been doing. So I'm just glad you're here to do this with me.
It's good. That's why I'm still smiling, John. All is well in the world. This is going to be a good episode. I can feel it.
I think so. And you don't even know what it's about yet. So I'm going to tell you.
Surprise me.
I'm going to surprise you. So based on some conversations I had with some of my customers this week, I thought it'd be good to do an episode on what I call alignment issues. And that, you know, partnership performance is kind of always about alignment. And where this comes from is, you know, I get questions all the time where people say things like, hey, you know what? You know, we had this agreement. The partner and I agreed we were going to do certain things, but they never X. They never hired the person. They never invested the marketing dollars. Or they did for a while, but then they stopped. Or they're just not, their salespeople aren't really pushing, you know, the package that we put together, or, you know, whatever. Yeah. There's always some sort of execution issue. And they say, what do I do about that? And unfortunately for them, my answer is almost always a question, which is, well, where do you think you're out of alignment? Because every time there's something wrong in a partnership, whatever it is always related to the alignment that you are supposed to or you want to have in that partnership. You're either out of alignment at a strategic level, meaning that somehow the vision has changed or the direction of the partnership has changed, or you're out of line at a tactical or operational level. So business priorities have changed. And so whatever it is you put together originally is no longer valid. Or you might actually be out of alignment at an execution level where the people who are supposed to be executing just aren't doing their job. But that last one is where we always go. We always blame that. But my experience is that's very seldom the issue. Like, it's usually not laziness. It's not, you know, it's that there's some other issue at a higher level, right? That there's something out of alignment. Somewhere, something has changed that caused us to get out of alignment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I guess if I were to reflect on times where it's felt like things haven't gone well, like in a partnership, I was expanding my reach within a partner that I work with, the, you know, very large organization. And I went to see each of the regional sales managers. And one of them said, I absolutely will not engage with you. And I remember thinking, what do you mean? I'm from Microsoft. But
you're Tony Kent.
Yeah. I mean, like, haven't you heard? And of course, he hadn't heard. But he had an ongoing problem with a deal that had gone sour quite a long time ago. And so I spent quite a bit of time trying to figure out what the problem was. And he said, look, if you can fix this for me, then I will help you. And so that was something that I had to get him to disclose, firstly, what the problem was, because I think he'd just gone, I don't like you. I don't like your organization. You've done bad by me in the past. So I sort of took that as a challenge. But I think, so there were things like that where there had been an incident in the past that had colored the relationship negatively. And then times when another vendor was doing things right and was more closely aware of what the partner's priorities were than I was. And again, that's about fact finding and spending time getting to know their business properly.
Yeah. And I would say your first example is a great example of making sure when we create this partnership and we sort of set the rules of how our partnership is going to work, that we define how engagements are going to work and how conflicts will be resolved, right? You know, this is a sales executive who feels like he's not being treated appropriately with a deal that's gone south. Somewhere along the line, our rules of engagement have either failed or we didn't really have them. We didn't really clearly define, hey, look, here's how we're going to resolve conflict. Here's the process that's going to happen. And so we had nowhere to turn. And so, of course, he blames whoever happens to have the Microsoft shirt on the next time he meets somebody. So I do think that's, to me, that is one of those alignment issues, right? We're a little bit out of alignment in terms of kind of operationally, how are we going to deal with conflict? How do we deal with a situation where one person feels slighted or disappointed in the way things have gone? The competitive one, that's another really good one, right? Where for me, when a competitor is able to take mind share away from us, it's almost always because we didn't do a good job at that highest level, at that strategic level of defining what are the boundaries of our partnership? Like, what are we going to do together? And of course, the converse of that is one of our jobs as a partner, account manager, or channel manager, whatever, is to kind of push against the definition of our competitors' partnerships and try and challenge those, right? How well were those boundaries drawn, and can we penetrate them and take mind share from them? And of course, that means we have to know our competitors are doing it to us as well. And sometimes it's not just that they're, you know, doing it right, or doing it better. It's that they've done it smarter, right? They've been able to penetrate that definition, that boundary a little bit better, and figured out how to weasel a corner off of the sandbox that we drew. And they take some stuff away from us.
I love the idea, though, that it is, because I think it could so often be finger pointing, or like you say, you go, well, the partner didn't do this, so it's not my fault that this didn't happen. The fact that pinpointing it and changing the conversation from one of blame to one of where are we not quite aligned and what needs to happen.
Because look, I mean, every business relationship is going to have challenges. They just are. You know, we can't execute perfectly all the time. Things are going to get out of whack. Things are going to go wrong. Somebody's going to mess up somewhere along the line. We need to come into a partnership and acknowledge that and say, okay, but how are we going to deal with it when that happens? Right? We know that this is going to happen. So let's right up front talk a little bit about, like, what's the process that we should follow so that we don't sacrifice the relationship for this one little thing.
I like that idea. Again, I know we've talked about it before. It's that level of maturity to say, okay, well, what is the process if something isn't quite right, if you're not quite happy with this, something goes wrong, how do we deal with it? And to do it in that way, to preempt anything happening and set a framework versus opening your laptop on a Monday and going, oh no.
How many meetings have I had canceled with people where they say, I've got a fire, right? I've got to deal with a fire. I can't talk to you because I've got a fire with a partner. I've got an escalation. My boss has been called, or my boss's boss's boss, or, you know, whatever. Look, the last thing I want to, as we were talking about this, I just had one thought I want to make sure that we cover too, which is in this concept of alignment, I think it's really important that we acknowledge that not every partnership is strategic and not every partnership is fully aligned. That yeah. some of our partnerships are just transactional. They just are.
Yeah.
And those are bumpy. They because we don't have the luxury of creating that sort of strategic and tactical alignment, you know, we're one of many options for this particular partner. When things are good, they love us. When things aren't good, they don't. And the better when, as a manager, if I look at my portfolio, the better I can define that and be like, look, I know that this is just a transactional relationship. And so it's going to be good sometimes and bad others. I can then focus my efforts on the ones that I can achieve that alignment with, where I can get to that strategic level with them. And so I don't want to, the reason I think that's important is I don't want people to think that every partnership like can be perfect. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not. And quite frankly, not everybody we work with wants a strategic aligned relationship. They just want a transactional partner. They just want Microsoft in the game so that they can say they have a Microsoft solution, not because they really want to partner with Microsoft, right? And, you know, we have to be honest about that.
Yeah. No, I think that's a really good shout.
Well, we'll see. I may get some flack for that. I may get some stuff back on that. We'll see. Look, I'd love to, for this one, love for the community, for the listeners to talk a little bit about when they've realized, maybe examples of when they've realized that execution issues were actually some sort of bigger alignment issue, right? And how did they get there? How did they come to that realization? And then any tips and tricks that people have on kind of figuring that out, you know, taking a step back and not just being reactive, but taking a step back and thinking, okay, wait, what's really broke here?
Yeah, that was exactly what, just as you said that, I was thinking that it's like taking a step back and go, hang on, you're saying this is on fire, but can we just step back and figure out what's going on? Brilliant.
Yeah. Awesome. Can't wait to hear what the listeners have to say.
Lovely. Thanks, John.
Thank you for joining us on the Partnership Path today. Remember, in the vast world of partner management, you have the potential to shine, to become the authority in your field. Don't let the journey end here. Subscribe, reflect, and lead. Together, let's redefine the essence of partnership in today's dynamic partner ecosystem. Until next time,